Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all the overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. All my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my mailmen, mailwomen out there, postal workers, making sure that people get their mail and packages in a safe and timely fashion as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night volunteer air traffic control workers out there. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night, funeral home workers out there, of course. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Plenty to get into this morning. Obviously, we got to talk about a lot about the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to get to them in just a couple of minutes. Some news coming down, roster moves. And then, obviously, we had Raheem Morris speaking to the media and with Dukes and Bell. We had Zach Robinson, Jeff Olbrich. They all spoke to the media, too. Kirk Cousins spoke to the media. So we'll get to all of that. And we'll talk about the latest roster moves the Falcons have had to make with the latest news that Michael Penix Jr. is going to miss the rest of the season. He is going to have season-ending surgery to repair a partially torn ACL in that knee. So we'll talk more about that here in just a few minutes. The Braves also made some news. Raisel Iglesias coming back 1 year, $16 million deal. He had just finished out a four-year, what was it, 30 some million dollar deals, paying him. He was getting $16 million a year. And so they just basically was like, okay, we'll give you one more year for $16 million. And Raisel said, okay. And so Braves get their closer back. And they also traded for Mauricio Dubon. Mauricio Dubon. That looks like a very good move for the Braves. They send away Nick Allen. So you go infielder for infielder. Dubon, a two-time Gold Glove award-winning infielder. So can play a multitude positions there. I'm guessing they're going to have him play shortstop, right? So it'll be interesting to see how he gets into the fold. But Good moves there for the Braves yesterday. And then we got the Hawks tonight taking on the San Antonio Spurs. Hawks trying to get right back in the win column after getting their five-game winning streak snapped the other night against the Detroit Pistons. So they're trying to get right back on the horse and right back to their winning ways. Hopefully they can get that done. And we got plenty of other news to get into as well. But, again, going back to the Atlanta Falcons, again, there's good news and there's bad news. But the Atlanta Falcons were back at practice yesterday on the practice field, and they also made a slew of roster moves with the news coming out that they are going to, again, put Michael Penix Jr. Is going to have season-ending ACL surgery to repair that partially torn ACL. The good news, Divine Diablo did return to practice yesterday in a limited capacity, so that is good. The Falcons, with Michael Penix Jr. having to miss the rest of the year, they did sign quarterback Kyle Trask to the practice squad. Kyle Trask reunited along with Felipe Franks and Kyle Pitts. That Florida crew is reunited, but Kyle Trask has been signed to the practice squad. They also signed quarterback Easton Stick to the active roster. Easton Stick was on the practice squad. He was the emergency QB. While Michael Penix was healthy, Kirk Cousins was the backup, then Easton Stick was that third emergency QB. Now, Easton Stick is now the backup, and Kyle Trask will be the emergency QB for the rest of the season. So, and then again, of course, they put Michael Penix on the reserve injured list. So, those were the injury updates there. It'll be good to get Divine Diablo back. I will go ahead and read off the injury report while we're on the topic of injuries. Mike Hughes, the other good news is that Mike Hughes was a full participant in Falcons practice yesterday. Again, he had missed last week with that neck injury, but he was a full participant yesterday. So looks like he's going to be back this week for the Falcons, which is good news. Divine Diablo, as I told you, limited participant in practice yesterday for the Falcons, dealing with that forearm injury. So hopefully the Falcons can get Divine Diablo back. That would be huge, even if, you know, you're not getting a Divine Diablo that's maybe, you know, 75-80%. That's still somebody you definitely need out there for his speed and his instincts. So that's good. And then again, it's a forearm injury, so I'm sure he's going to have it wrapped up in some type of cast or something like that. So maybe have a club on his forearm. Who knows? But it should. Hopefully he will be able to go out there and have an impact and still be able to tackle at a high level. So Divine Diablo back at Falcons practice yesterday, again, in a limited capacity. Jesse Bates also was limited, but that's non-injury related. He was resting. Same thing with Jalen Walker and A.J. Terrell and Billy Bowman. They were all limited in practice, but again, that was because of rest, not because it was injury related. D. Alford dealing with a concussion. He was back in a limited capacity. Malik Verndon, Brandon Dorlis, Leonard Floyd, Matthew Bergeron, all limited in practice as well, so that's good. Maybe if you can get Matthew Bergeron and Leonard Floyd back, that would obviously help the cause as well, along with Brandon Dorlis too. So, and again, guys that did not participate, Drake London, we know he's going to be out. Michael Penix, we know he's done for the year. Xavier Watts with an illness did not practice, but again, an illness, you hope to have Xavier Watts out there and get over that illness by the time Sunday comes around. Josh Woods dealing with the hamstring still. Chris Lindstrom did not participate, dealing with the foot. You hope he can play. And Zach Harrison dealing with the knee did not practice as well. So a couple of guys you want to see hopefully get back to practicing this week and hopefully can be out there this week, like Chris Lindstrom, Zach Harrison, Josh Woods, Xavier Watts obviously dealing with that illness. You like to see those guys get back out there and practice, and hopefully you can get some of those guys back and just start to get healthy. If you're going to make any sort of run here and make any sort of moves and make this season interesting at all towards the end of the or the back half of this season, you definitely need to get guys healthy to help the cause. But that is the injury report for yesterday's Falcons practice. And again, the main news being that Michael Penix Jr. going to be out for the rest of the season and undergoing that surgery to repair a partially torn ACL. Now, the biggest question that has been circulating around the Falcons media and the news and all that is, what does this mean, not for the rest of this year? We know what it means for the rest of this year. Kirk Cousins is the guy. That's simple. But what does it mean for next year? The beginning of next year? because it's been reported that Michael Penix Jr.'s timeline is going to be 9 months, which lines up. I mean, maybe it could be sooner. Everybody's body is different. Now, Michael Penix Jr. has dealt with this type of injury before. It's not in the knee that he tore the ACL in twice in. It's not the same knee. This is the other knee. So it is a new knee that he's done this in, but he has been through this injury before, so he knows how to rehab, knows how to take care of it, and knows how his body feels when it happens, knows how his body feels when he's back to 100%. So with that experience, that could maybe speed up the timeline. But if you do go off the nine-month timeline, that puts him back around late August, which is obviously very close to the start of the season. He will miss a good chunk of training camp, obviously, and wouldn't play in the preseason, obviously, either. So what does this mean for the Falcons quarterback situation next year? Is Michael Penix Jr. going to be able to do any sort of activity to get him ready for the start of the season? Are the Falcons going to have to go? We knew they were probably going to have to get another backup quarterback probably already. I mean, you didn't know if they were going to stick with, you know, Easton Stick or stick with whoever they, you know, whoever the backup quarterback ends up being the rest of this year, whether it's Easton Stick, Kyle Trask, whatever the case may be. Anywho, we knew the quarterback room was going to look a little different because Kirk Cousins was going to be gone, right? So does this, and again, it depends more so on the timeline. It's going to be hard to tell right now. You got to wait till he has the surgery, see how the surgery goes. You know, hopefully, knock on whatever this table is made out of, he doesn't have any complications or anything like that. And it's a fully successful ACL surgery. He's going to make a full recovery, all that. So if that is the case, you know, depending on what the timeline is, are they going to need a quarterback for the first few weeks of the season? And if that's the case, do you, you know, stick with a guy like Easton Stick? Do you go get a more big-name backup if a Joe Flacco is available? I've also heard the potential of trading Justin Fields or trading with the Jets to maybe bring Justin Fields in. It also depends on, too, and hate to bring this up, but this is a factor. What's the coaching staff going to look like? Is it the same regime? Is it still Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson? Is it Raheem Morris and a different offensive coordinator? Is it a different coaching staff overall? That also will make a lot of determinations as well, and that will also determine a lot of things. So there's a lot here that you have to think about as far as what's going to be next for the Falcons as far as their future and what the quarterback position looks like until Michael Penix Jr. is ready to turn. Because I can tell you this much. If it's still Raheem Morris as the head coach, I can almost guarantee you Michael Penix Jr. is going to be back. Now, if it's a new regime altogether, depends on how they feel about Michael Penix. But I would like to think that if they can at least string together a few wins here towards the end of the season, I would like to think that Raheem Morris gets one more shot. Terry Fontenot maybe gets one more shot. And again, that depends on how this season ends. But if they can get to 8 wins, 9 wins, don't know if they'll get to 10 wins, but if they went out from here, you would like to think they're going to get another shot. So we'll see. But definitely a lot of questions come up with this news, and there's still a lot to be determined here when it comes to the future of the Atlanta Falcons as far as quarterback, as far as head coach, as far as this entire regime. So definitely a lot to think about and a lot of questions remain to be answered. But as far as right now, they can only focus on the rest of the season, only focus on the New Orleans Saints, and hopefully they'll be able to get a win. And like I said, I feel actually kind of optimistic about what maybe Kirk Cousins can bring to the table. Again, you are losing some things that you had with Michael Penix Jr. that didn't have with Kirk Cousins, a certain mobility you're obviously losing. You're definitely losing the arm strength and the arm talent that Michael Penix Jr. had, because Kirk Cousins just simply ain't got the arm that Michael Penix Jr. has. But I think you are gaining maybe a little bit more of quick decision-making, maybe a little bit better decision-making. We talked about this the other day. I do think that you're going to see more things happen as far as what kind of formations you're in. Again, I was giving credit to the morning shift yesterday, talked about how, you know, and you saw it as soon as Kirk Cousins came in the Panthers game, he almost automatically went right to being under center, which we know Michael Penix doesn't really do. So being under center, that opens some things up. That opens up some possibly new plays and could help with the play action passing game and things like that. So there are some things that could benefit the Falcons with Kirk Cousins being in there, but obviously we have to see. So it'll all be interesting to see what plays out here throughout the rest of the season and obviously towards the end of the season. But first and foremost, let's just beat the Saints. Let's just beat the Saints in New Orleans. And if we can sweep the Saints this year, we can at least say something went right. If we sweep the Saints, we can at least say that went right. So anywho, we'll continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, obviously, throughout the rest of the week. We'll let you hear from Raheem Morris, a little bit from Jeff Olbrich, Zach Robinson, Kirk Cousins. We'll let you hear from them all throughout the show. Coming up next as well, too. And we also got to talk about more about the Atlanta Braves making a couple of moves yesterday. We'll get to that and then obviously let you hear from Raheem Morris and company. Coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded on all your smartphone and all your smart devices, make sure you search for the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it. Do the same with all the great shows here on the station as well. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, The Midday Show with Andy, Randy Dukes, and Bell, Chris Thomas tonight. All the great shows on the weekend as well. Sam and Greg, College Football Game Time, all of them. And speaking of College Football Game Time, Sports Radio 929 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta this Saturday at 8 a.m. We get the day started with the aforementioned College Football Game Time, brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. Then at 11:30 a.m., we have Louisville taking on SMU. And after the Hawks game on Saturday night, we'll have BYU against Cincinnati. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So make sure you're there for it and get that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station, listen to all the great stuff we got coming up whenever you are, wherever you are, and whenever you want to. Going to let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris, Kirk Cousins as well, coming up in just a couple of minutes here as Raheem Morris spoke to the media yesterday, spoke to Dukes and Bell as well. Kirk Cousins talked to the media yesterday as well. Zach Robinson, Jeff Olbrich, we'll let you hear a little bit from them coming up here in a few minutes also. But first do want to, again, point out that the Braves made a couple of moves yesterday. Think it's a good move bringing Raisel Iglesias back. And again, even, and I'm sure they're bringing him back for $16 million a year to be the closer again. But, you know, even just having Rizal in some way, shape, or form in the bullpen, I think will obviously be good for the Braves. And I think that's a solid move. And again, I know we all have our feelings about Rizal and, you know, struggles at times, and at times it gets a little shaky and we all get a little nervous. But at the end of the day, Rizal is still, in my opinion, a very good closer and a very good option to bring out of the bullpen in high leverage situations. So I did like the move. And then I obviously like the move to bring Mauricio here from the Houston Astros. The glove speaks for itself, 2-time gold glove winner. And the bat, not too shabby as well when you look at what he's done over his career in Houston. So, again, a couple of good moves that the Braves made yesterday. And it was crazy because I saw that, you know, a rumor report that the Braves, you know, are in talks to try and get him. And I was like, okay, cool, that would be a nice pickup. And then, like, next thing I know, boom, the trade happened. And I was like, oh, okay, well, hey, welcome to the A. So that is good to see. And Braves, again, trying to just solidify that position in the infield that's been a little shaky. So hopefully they can get it done. Hate to see Nick Allen go, but got to give up something. But Nick Allen definitely brought a little bit of stability to, you know, shortstop and that infield that was desperately needed at that time. But Dubon appeared in 133 games with the Astros last season, 241 batting average, 644 OPS, 28 extra base hits, had a 1.7 WAR, earned the second, again, gold glove of his career following the season. Also earned the honor back in 2023, both times doing so as a utility player. So, again, can play in a couple of different spots. I would have to guess he's probably going to play mostly shortstop for the Braves if I had to make a wild guess. So we'll see if he ends up getting there. But he hit .256 over 485 games and won a World Series back with the Astros back in 2022. So, again, he's been a very solid player for them. And hopefully he can bring that same type of energy to the Braves because Lord knows we still need to kind of solidify that shortstop position. Even though, again, we know Nacho really came on towards the end of the year, but he was doing a good job playing third base, and he is more of a third baseman at heart. Again, he can play shortstop, but third base is position. Obviously, we know we got Austin Riley, so Nacho could still be an option depending on, you know, how spring training plays out, but we still got a long way to go before we get there, but it's always good to have options at the end of the day. So good moves from the Braves yesterday. They also, too, just to give you a heads up in a smaller move, they also required left-handed pitcher Ryan Rollison from the Rockies for cash consideration. So there you go. Braves making a slew of moves yesterday. All right, let's go ahead and let you hear from Raheem Morris as – again, he spoke to the media yesterday and was talking about what's going to be going on now with Michael Penix Jr. out for the rest of the season. Let's first let you hear how this offense is now going to change. It's now going to be tailored to Kirk Cousins because, again, this team is going to have to offensively, obviously going to do some different things because there, again, was just some things that Michael Penix Jr. could do that Kirk Cousins couldn't do. And then also on the flip side are some things that Kirk Cousins can do that Michael Penix Jr. maybe wasn't necessarily comfortable doing. So let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about how this offense is going to be tailored around Kirk Cousins.
You know, obviously, you know, you do the things that Kirk's going to be able to do well. So we'll be able to go out there and tailor the thing around Kirk, tailor it around our offense around Kirk, all the things that we want to be able to do with him, some of the things he's done well in his past, some of the things he's done well with us. We'll be able to go out there and do all those things in order to go get a win. And Kirk, obviously, I have a big input in that, and we'll listen to him and take his input and be able to go out there and practice the things we need to get practice. So we'll definitely tailor his offense the rest of the way around Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, and again, I think there is going to be some good to come out of Kirk Cousins now being the starter. Also is going to be some not so good. You aren't going to see the arm talent and see the – you aren't probably going to say, wow to many of the throws that Kirk's making. Look, I'm not trying to say Kirk ain't got an arm on him still. He still's got a solid arm on him, but, you know, it's not necessarily comparable to that of Michael Penix Jr. But, again, I think as far as some decision-making goes, quick decision-making, and as far as getting the ball out quick, I think Kirk Cousins will definitely help in that realm. Not to say that Michael Penix Jr. was bad in that realm, but I think Kirk will definitely maybe be slightly an upgrade because, again, we talked about there have been times throughout this season where Michael Penix maybe got a little bit greedy and tried to take a shot downfield and make a tougher throw than he had to when he could have maybe hit Bijan or somebody in an outlet or a shorter field that could have gotten, you know, a fair amount of yardage, whether it be on first or second down, and kept you ahead of the sticks and ahead of the chains and kept you on schedule. So I think there'll be more benefits like that when you talk about having Kirk Cousins as the starter than anything. But we'll see. And speaking of Kirk, Kirk had some jokes yesterday for the media, talking about, he was asked about obviously his health and if he's fully healthy. And he said, yes, I am fully healthy, but I think Kirk Cousins may have learned his lesson after what all went down last year. Take a listen.
I feel good. I think Led doesn't believe me much when I say that. We have a past history there. But I do feel good, you know, and I would never tell you if I wasn't, probably, until the season's over.
You got some awkward laughs in there. It might have been too soon, though, Kirk. Might have been too soon. I don't know. That wound might have been opened up too soon, brother. But no. All things good. And he definitely, when you saw him at the start of training camp, he definitely looked healthier, looked a bit more mobile. So that is good. And that will obviously help with, you know, trying to do some of that, again, play action that we talked about, going under center and things like that. So that obviously helped, but it will be interesting to see just, you know, how lively the arm looks, how fleet of foot he can possibly be when he does have to try and escape the rush and things of that nature. So I am interested definitely to see what Kirk Cousins looks like in a full game. And look, I think this is a solid first matchup for him. This is an okay Saints defense, but a pretty aged Saints defense as well. So we'll see. And hopefully the offense, more importantly, can get things going, and we'll see what ends up coming to fruition on that front. But at the end of the day, just got to score some points, be complimentary, because, again, especially if this defense gets Divine Diablo back, you got to think they're going to be amped up, hyped up to get one of their better players back on the defensive side. And they're obviously going to want to have a little bit better of a day. You know, obviously giving up 448 yards to Bryce Young, the defense is definitely going to have a chip on their shoulder. And obviously the whole team is going to have a chip on their shoulder trying to end this five-game losing streak. So I think this defense is definitely going to come out fired up. And if you can just, when they get a stop, go down and score. Even if it's just a field goal at times. Again, you want it to be touchdowns. But even if it's just getting a field, going on a nice possession and getting a field goal and not just going three and out or whatever the case may be. Play some type of complimentary football. Help this defense get some rest and be able to get a breather after they get a stop. And I think that'll make a lot of difference. So we'll see what happens on that front. But when we come back here, we'll continue to let you hear some from Zach Robinson, Jeff Ulbrich, and more as we continue to get you ready for Falcons Saints on Sunday. And we'll also talk a little bit about the Hawks matchup with the Spurs tonight as well. It's all coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. We got over the hump yesterday, and now it's downhill to the weekend, baby. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded, search for the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it. Then follow and subscribe to all the great shows here on the station. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Midday Show with Andy Rainey's Steakhouse, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend as well, too. Sam and Greg, College Ball Game Time. Follow and subscribe to all the shows. Once you do that, you're really in the game, because then you'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their full entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews on your favorite shows. You'll get live push notifications about when shows go live, live push notifications about when they're having guests on live. You'll be able to get live push notifications about when new audio and articles are uploaded to the website. All that and more with the free Odyssey app, so download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. We'll get back to the Atlanta Falcons, as promised. Going to let you hear from Jeff Oberg and Zach Robinson a little bit. Jeff Oberg talking about Divine Diablo. Hey, even club hand Divine Diablo is better than no Divine Diablo. And I agree with Jeff Oberg's assessment there. We'll also let you hear how Zach Robinson is going to adapt and adjust the offense to Kirk Cousins. And we'll continue to get you ready for Falcons Saints on Sunday, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, your flagship station for the Atlanta Falcons. Before we get into more Dirty Birds talk, we're going to talk about the other birds that are actually doing quite well so far early on in their season. That's the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks taking on the San Antonio Spurs tonight. Hawks back on the road. They'll be in San Antonio. You can also hear that game right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, your flagship station for the Atlanta Hawks as well. Pre-game coverage starts right here on 92.9 The Game at 7:30. And then tip-off between the Hawks and Spurs from San Antonio with Steve Holman on the call, set for shortly after 8 o'clock. Look, it'll be a tougher game for the Hawks, obviously. Spurs are a good team, but no Wemby, no Stephon Castle. That's huge. That's two of their big pieces right there. Yes, they still got De'Aaron Fox. Yes, they still got other pieces. But no Wemby, no Stephon Castle is absolutely big. Hawks need to take advantage. Now, I will tell you that Zachary Sechet, Kristaps Porzingis, they all still do have an injury designation and still up in the air whether or not they are going to play. The injury report for tonight's game, Kristaps Porzingis, questionable with right knee soreness. Zachary Sechet, questionable with left hip contusion. Those only two guys that are on the injury report. So that's good. Those only two guys on there, but we'll see if we get both of them back. They'll both obviously be important pieces, especially if you got no Wemby, then, you know, you can have a little size down low with KP still and take advantage of that. And obviously we know Trae Young is out. So, again, we talked about the Hawks looking good, doing what they were supposed to do in that five-game winning streak, beating the teams they're supposed to beat, getting some nice wins in the mix as well, too. But now, after you get your win streak snapped, can you jump right back on the horse and start a new one? Because that's what good teams do as well, too. They go on win streaks. They don't go on winning streaks and losing streaks. They just go on win streaks. You know, they'll win five in a row, drop one, then go on another 3, 4, 5 game winning streak. Can the Hawks do that? And they have the runway to do it as well, too. If you can beat a shorthanded Spurs team tonight, then you have 3 games in a row that you should absolutely win, because you're taking on the, just to be quite frank, you're taking on the bottom of the barrel teams in the NBA after that. After you got the Spurs, you got the 2-13 Pelicans, which you really need to beat because that's helping your own cause. Because remember, you got the Pelicans draft pick for this upcoming draft. You got the 2-13 Pelicans after you take on the Spurs. Then you got the 4-11 Hornets. Then you got the 1-13 Wizards. Yeah, you should beat all three of those teams. No doubt about it. Then you got two pretty good games to close out the month. Kind of two more measuring stick tests. You got the 10-6 Cavaliers, not this Friday, but next Friday. And then you got the 76ers a week from Sunday to close out the month of November. So a couple of good measuring stick games there. Cavs are 10-6. 76ers have been pretty good. They just got Paul George back. They're 8-6. So you beat the Spurs tonight. There's no reason you shouldn't be on a four-game winning streak by the time you head into or by the time you're back home to take on the Cavaliers. So we'll see if they end up getting that job done. But Hawks, again, back in action at 8 o'clock tonight. Hopefully they'll get a win, can start up another winning streak, and we'll see if that happens there. All right, back to the Falcons, back to letting you hear what Zach Robinson and Jeff Ulbrich had to say. Let's start with the offense because that's where we left off. So we'll start back with the offense and finish with the defense. Zach Robinson talking about how they are going to adapt the offense for Kirk Cousins. And we've talked about this throughout the show, talked a little bit about it yesterday again. I think you'll see Kirk Cousins more under center. You'll see maybe a little less pistol. You'll still see some, of course, but you'll see maybe a little less pistol, maybe more under center. Maybe some shotgun. I don't know. Maybe some shotgun. We'll see. But I do think you're going to see different formations when it comes to Kirk Cousins being in the game. So we'll see what happens on that front. But here's Zach Robinson talking about how they're going to adapt the offense for one Kirko.
Yeah, it'd be kind of a blend. You know, we've obviously built the offense around Mike and you know, the things that he does well and as well with our run game. And so, you know, we'll go back to, you know, some things that we've done last year, Kirk's done in the past, and, you know, get ultimately acclimated to Kirk and what he does well. We're always adapting to our guys.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do. That's what, you know, the good teams and good offense coordinators do. You have to adapt to your personnel. Don't try to, you know, make your personnel adapt to the scheme. You adapt your scheme to the personnel, and that's what Zach Robinson is going to do. So, again, I think there could be some good things that happen on Sunday with Kirk Cousins in. So we'll see what happens on that front. One of the good things that could happen that we haven't quite mentioned yet, I do think Darnell Mooney could break out. Again, he had the injuries at the beginning of the season. Hopefully he's 100% healthy from that. He hasn't been quite right, but – him and Kirk Cousins had a good connection last year. He had his best games with Kirk Cousins as quarterback. We have talked about that. And so Zach Robinson talking about how he still believes Mooney is going to break out this year. And I feel good about that happening. Again, it seemed like him and Kirk were really on the same page, and I don't see why they can't get back on that same page. So here's Zach Robinson talking about Darnell Mooney could break out now with Kirk in the fold.
I think we've said the last couple of weeks, feels like Mooney's close, you know, made a big time third down catch in that game. You know, he's had opportunities where maybe the ball didn't go his way because the read was on the front side, but he's continuing to work knowing that those opportunities are going to come at some point. And so, no, those guys had a great rapport last year. You know, Mooney had such a big season for us last year, but like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, anticipating Mooney, you know, at some point here, he'll get a high volume of targets and anticipate him taking off.
And remember, too, Kirk is the one that wanted Darnell Mooney here in Atlanta. Darnell Mooney's the reason – I mean, Kirk Cousins is the reason Darnell Mooney's here. So their connection does run pretty deep, and it showed last year again when Kirk was here. Now, I am not trying to – let me be clear about this. I'm not trying to say it was Michael Penix's fault that Darnell Mooney has struggled this year. That's not what I'm saying at all. I think that's a Darnell Mooney issue for sure. He had the injuries, which, again, I'm not blaming him for, but he can't help. But that's a Darnell Mooney thing. And then he's had some just flat-out drops. That's obviously on Darnell Mooney. That's not on Michael Penix. So it's not Michael Penix's fault that Darnell Mooney hasn't had the best year. It's been injuries. It's been drops. It seemed like it's been some mental things. It's been some route-running things, things like that. But I will say Kirk Cousins being in, I think, does at least help Darnell Mooney because of their connection that they established last year. So we'll see if it comes to fruition this Sunday against the Saints. Now, let's move over to the defensive side of the ball while we got a couple of minutes left. Jeff Olbrich is all saying what we were thinking. Look, Divine Diablo, whether he's got a club hand or he's got a free hand, it don't matter. Divine Diablo just being out there is going to help the defense, and he talked about how even though he's probably going to have a club on that hand to protect that forearm, it's still an upgrade for the Falcons defense. Take a listen.
I was fortunate enough to play with a guy named Patrick Willis who played with that multiple times, and I feel like multiple years, and it never slowed him down. It didn't, you know, your common sense says, you know, he's going to struggle maybe tackling, or he's going to struggle catching the ball or wrapping up, or but it was not the case for him. And you know, Divine is fortunate in the fact that he has, you know, tremendous length, and a lot of times that length can, it can help you overcome something like a club on your hand.
And look, I just need Divine Diablo to be there and slow a guy down, honestly. Of course, you know, I would love to make a tackle, but, you know, if there is some adjustments to him at first making the tackle, just be there and be there to try and slow the guy down and let, you know, the rest of your teammates come in and finish him off if that's what has to be done. And then, you know, eventually once you get used to playing with the club, I think the tackling for sure won't be an issue. Catching the football, you know, it may be a thing until the club comes off, but still, just his instincts and being able to be there, be in the play, slow a guy down, get in the backfield, reroute a guy, redirect a guy, I think that's going to be huge for this Falcons defense. So he might not finish the tackle because of that club, at least to start off, but slowing the guy down, redirecting the guy, and allowing his teammates to come in there and finish him off if that's what needs to happen, that's going to be huge for this Falcons defense for sure. So I am all about Club Divine Diablo coming in and making some plays for this Falcons football team, because I think that's exactly what he's going to do. Jeff Olbrich also yesterday when he spoke to the media gave some high praise to Kellen Moore, the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, also the play caller, said he's one of the best offensive play callers that he knows. That's high praise from Jeff Olbrich. Take a listen here.
Even schematically, I think, you know, Kellen Moore is one of the best out there. You know, the what he does best, in my opinion, is really adapt to the personnel that he has. You know, when he's had young offenses, I feel like he's really catered to the college side of things and a little bit more RPOs, a little bit more quick game, a little bit more stuff they're accustomed to. But then he's also got this influx of NFL influence with some of the bigger people, 12 and 13. So he challenges you schematically, and then from a personnel standpoint, they challenge you from a talent standpoint. So it's we're gonna have to play our best ball.
Kellen Moore was really good when he was the OC in Dallas, really good when he was the OC in Philly, and he's been making Tyler Shuck look pretty darn good. He's helped. Tyler Shuck has played well, you know, give him his credit where credit is due to Shuck, but Kellen Moore has put Tyler Shuck in good positions as well. So can't sleep on Kellen Moore as a play caller either. He got that head coach in New Orleans for a reason. So we'll see how it all plays out. But hopefully the Falcons defense, Jeff Olbrich, can scheme up, confuse Tyler Shuck, get some stops, get some turnovers, sacks, all that good stuff, and help the Falcons end this godforsaken five-game losing streak. All right, that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. We'll be back tomorrow on the Falcons Friday as we continue to get you ready for the Falcons matchup with the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans on Sunday. We'll start to preview some of the bigger college football matchups. Not a whole lot of big-time college football matchups this weekend, but we do got one big one here in the city. Georgia Tech taking on Pitt. If they can take down the Pittsburgh Panthers, they will be in the ACC championship game. So that's huge for Georgia Tech. We'll also get into some more NFL stories. We got Thursday Night Football tonight between the Texans and the Bills. We'll react to that tomorrow as well. All that and more coming up on a Friday, a Falcons Friday edition of Hometown Take. But coming up next, it's The Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Ali Mack ready to hop in the saddle and attend you for the next 3 hours. I'll be hanging out with the crew as well. Morning Shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Noel, I appreciate you. Y'all have a great rest of y'all day. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.